On Thursday, in a performance that outraged many Congolese peace and justice activists, movie actress Angelina Jolie thanked leaders of the G8 summit meeting in London for their efforts to end sexual violence in war. The Congolese activists say Western celebrities usually fail to understand who is really responsible for the crimes against women and girls in East Central Africa. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
At the end of March, British-born Secretary William Hague and movie actress Angelina Jolie flew to Rwanda, where Hague was photographed shaking hands with Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Rwandan Foreign Minister Louise Mushikiwabo then told the press that good relations between the UK and Rwanda had been restored. Last year, the government of the UK had slashed aid to Kagame's administration because of UN reports that it was funding, arming, and commanding the M23 militia waging war in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. In a September 2012 report, Human Rights Watch wrote that Rwanda was recruiting troops to cross the border to join M23 and that M23 was responsible for summary executions, forced recruitment, and the rape of at least 46 women and girls, the youngest of whom was 8 years old. Human Rights Watch also wrote that M23 fighters had shot dead a 25-year-old pregnant woman who resisted rape, wounded two other women who eventually died of their wounds in the course of rape, and poured fuel between the legs of one of their victims and lit the fuel on fire. Nevertheless, after British Foreign Secretary Hague had reportedly reestablished good relations with the Kagame administration, he and Jolie crossed the border to visit rape victims in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo and to generate headlines about their campaign to end the use of rape as a weapon of war. On Thursday this week, Jolie thanked the G8 summit of the world's 8 wealthiest nations for their commitment and contribution of $35 million and said that the use of rape as a weapon could be ended.
Wartime rape is not inevitable. This violence can be prevented and it must be confronted.
Article 27 of the 4th Geneva Convention has since 1949 explicitly prohibited wartime rape and enforced prostitution. But Jolie also thanked the G8 for promising to take this seriously.
So I welcome the pledge by the G8 to regard rape and sexual violence in armed conflict as grave breaches of the Geneva Conventions.
BK Kumbi, a Congolese woman, historian, and activist in Geneva, told KPFA that she does not appreciate Jolie's advocacy.
Well, I think that Angelina Jolie should learn a little bit more about Congo and the real issues that are going on in this part of the world. There is a tragedy, and what she's doing actually is just assuming a side of the story that is said by the Western powers, and we don't see anything good coming out of that. So I think that her speech aims at inflaming emotions against Congolese men and somehow just makes the world forget about the role played by Rwanda in this tragedy.
And that was BK Kumbi, who will be speaking to KPFA further during special Mother's Day programming by the KPFA Women's Department about how the big powers speak to violence against women so as to divert attention from the root causes of the ongoing war in Eastern Congo. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.